that Supreme Lord is not understood, Srila Guru Dev is quoting, is not understood by one who can give great pravachans, great lectures, not even one who hears it, even one who gives it, and he can say all the wonderful things and quote all the wonderful verses. He can't understand. Even if he has a great intelligence, he can't understand. Even if he hears a lot from bona fide books, he can't understand. Only one who's favored by the Lord himself, and he gets special mercy, only then he can understand. And for that, he has to be favored by Guru first. Yashak Prashadat, Bhagavad Prashadat, Yashak Prashadat, Nagati Kutopi. Even Gurudev's own books, this I'm just giving, jumping from Alachiro for a moment, to the airport the other day, when Gurudev was leaving. And I was asking him something from his English Prem Samput, where it says that when Krishna left the gopis in the Rasa Leela, and then he was with Radharani, then he was thinking, I should leave her also, and then she'll become free from the pride of feeling that she's the most fortunate, and she'll become humble and free from blame from the other gopis. And so I had asked Shanti Didi about this because she did the translation, and she said, well, that's how it is in the Hindi. And I confirmed it with the other devotees who worked on the Hindi translation. So then I said to Gurudev, it's there in Hindi, it's there in the English, but it seems to be opposite. And I gave Gurudev the Hindi to look at, and he was studying it for a while at the airport, just sitting and looking at that page. I said, so both of them say that, but it seems opposite to what we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is that Krishna left the Rasa Leela in order to break Manbhanga. I'm really expert at Indian Sanskrit. So Man Bhanjan, to break the man of Radharani and to destroy the pride of the other gopis who, thinking that Krishna is only dancing with me, they thought that I'm the most fortunate and the best loved. Whereas Radharani was thinking, aho, he says that he loves me the best, but I see that he's dancing with that one, and that one while he's dancing with me. So I said, so this doesn't make sense. Why would Krishna want to make Radharani humble? So he quoted the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he said, what it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam is right, but this is right. I said, well, how could this be right? So then he said, Radharani's pride is never for herself, it's always to please Krishna. And then he again quoted about the Man Bhanjan. So I said, well, how could this be right? So then he said, Krishna was doing a drama. And that is, that unless the gopis, other gopis who were just about to come, would see that Srimati Radhika is feeling that Krishna left me out of because I was so proud, then they couldn't appreciate her great separation, which was so much greater than their separation, and her feelings of loneliness, which was so much greater than theirs. So Krishna was just doing a drama. It's not that he really wanted to break, to get rid of her pride of good fortune, which he only has for his pleasure. So even when she was weeping that, oh, Krishna left me because I was feeling so, that I'm the most fortunate, that he left all the other gopis for me, this was also to please Krishna, because how could he have Rasa Leela if the other gopis would be jealous of Srimati Radhika? So in this way, we still need Guru even to understand that same Guru's own books. So then he called on a few devotees to speak about the glory of Guru Tattva. He said, tonight we will explain who is a bona fide guru, what are his qualities, when it's okay to leave a guru, an unbona fide guru, and what happens if you don't leave an unbona fide guru. Then he called on several devotees to speak, and after they spoke, Gurudev said, "So even Lord Nityananda Prabhu cannot come to the end of the glories of Sri Guru, even though his near expansion is Ananta, Shesh, who has innumerable thousands of heads, mouths, and he can't come to the glory, the end of the glories of Sri Guru." He said, "So, therefore there's so much more for me to say." So Gurudev was explaining a lot about Diksha and Shiksha Gurus. First he was saying that, quoting the verse, in so many scriptures it says that Shakshad Hari Trena Samasta Shastri, that Guru is a non-different manifestation of Krishna himself. There's Ashraya Hari and Vishaya Hari, so he's Hari himself, Shakshad Hari. And at the same time, he's the most intimate servant of Hari. So, we're hearing that. You've heard it. And you've all, the devotees who have spoken, you've also quoted so many verses, and then he re-quoted the verses that the devotees quoted, like Vayam Dvitiya Vinibeshitasya Ishadapetasya Viparjayo Smriti Tanmaya Tambudirabhaje Tvam Bhaktyaikaje Sam Gurudeva Tatma. That all fear comes from the conception of duality, that there's something beyond Krishna, or that I am this body, those conceptions of duality. This has been going on, this misconception, since the beginning of time. So if one wants to be free from that maya, like magic, then he should surrender to the Supreme Lord, who appears as Guru, and who is our most worshipable object. So Gurudev said, "You've quoted all these verses, but do you really believe it? Do you really believe these verses?" Maybe one or two persons actually have this faith that Guru is really non-different from God. He said, if you did believe it, then when Gurudev orders anything, "Oh, I want you to be a Pukka, Brahmachari, or Sannyasi," why don't you follow? You all know so many verses, you can quote so many scriptures, but it's not enough to know the verses intellectually. Then he quoted, of all people, he quoted Duryodhana, Krishna's demonic cousin brother, the son of the blind king, Dhritarashtra. And Duryodhana told Krishna, "I know everything."
Janami dharmam.
Louder?
Janami dharmam. Janami
dharmam nachame pravrittim.
Nachame pravrittim. Janami adharmam nachame nivrittim.
I know what is dharma, I know what is religion, but I don't really have any faith in it. And I know what is adharma, I know what is, and I have no taste also for religion. Gurudev used the word taste. And I know what is irreligion, but I have taste for that. But what can I do? You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
You made me like that.
You made me like that. So this is not faith, and Gurudev said, don't be like him. Who should you be like? He said, you should be like Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistyam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. You have to know the innermost desire of your Gurudev. If you don't know the innermost desire, heartfelt desire, then you're not truly a disciple. And then he said, actually there's two kinds of services. One is, suppose the disciple is thinking, "Oh, I'm so cold. Then my Gurudev must be cold too, so I'll give him a blanket." Or, "I feel pretty thirsty, so my Gurudev must feel pretty thirsty too. Or my Thakurji must feel pretty thirsty too. Let me give them some water." He said, but actually Gurudev or Thakurji might not even want or like those things that you give. Or, another example, suppose Gurudev has come from a long distance and he's feeling very thirsty and very tired. and you immediately sit him down on his Vyasasana in your temple or home, and you start performing archan, fanning and the lamp and the incense and the cloth. And then he says, but I'm thirsty, could you please give me some water? Oh Gurudev, if I don't do all these things, how can I give you water? I have to wash your feet because when you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are watered. So he said, what is real service? Service is like Kuresh. How Kuresh served his Gurudev, Ramanujacharya, or how my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, served his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that he is ready to keep his life in his hands, or in other words, ready to give up his life for Guru. He said, this is service to Guru. So after he talked about Guru Tattva, then he called on various devotees to explain what are the reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. And then he himself also explained, mostly from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila Volume 3 and Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila Volume 4. That is, when Krishna returned to his own abode, he was thinking that when I came to this material world, I didn't give that kind of love that amazes me, that overwhelms me and makes me even faint sometimes. So he was thinking that I have to come, but he wasn't thinking exactly when should I come. So then it came time that Advaita Acharya saw all the horrible things that were going on in the world. Like for example, Gurudev said they would have, they would spend lavishly millions of rupees on the wedding of two dogs. That's how degraded everybody was becoming. So Advaita Acharya offered tulsi leaf and Ganges and prayed to the Lord that if you don't come, they're so sinful that I'm going to have to destroy them. Oh, I forgot that when Srila Gurudev was introducing the course, his week's course to all the devotees present, he said he offered his obeisances to his Diksha Gurudev, that is Param Gurudev, and also to our Prabhupada. And then he again told that same story of how when Prabhupada, just before he was ready to leave the vision of mortal eyes in 1977, he called me to his bedside and wanted me to sit on his bed, but I said, no, you're my Shiksha Guru. So I sat on a chair, and then he took his hands, my hands and his hands, and he said, I want you to help my disciples. Only you can help them. And then I want you to give me samadhi with your own hands. Then Gurudev said, all of your Prabhupada's godbrothers were there, like Ban Maharaj and so many others, and his senior disciples were also there. So why did he ask me to give him samadhi? And he told me, I brought so many disciples, but because of their disqualifications, I couldn't complete their training. And then Gurudev said, and then in Bengali, so Tamal Krishna and none of the others could understand, he said, I've brought so many monkeys who because of their disqualification, I couldn't train them fully. So I want you now to help them. He said, because of his order, I'm traveling all over the world again and again. So now, back to his description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So he explained the details of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, why he came. He came at the time of Advaita Acharya's calling, but his internal purpose was to fulfill his Krishna's three missions, which he couldn't fulfill in the form of Krishna. We know that Krishna so many times tries to taste Radharani's love, And physically, he also tries, there's no physical in the spiritual world, but he always tries to enter her heart, even to tear open her heart, to enter there and go in. He wants to be her necklace. He wants to be her everything. But still he fails. So, in order to understand the glory of her love, in order to understand his qualities, four qualities which even he cannot taste and which she alone relishes to the highest extreme, and to understand the nature of her happiness, which is 10 million times greater than his happiness, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Srila Gurudev would have the devotees explain one after another from Adi Lila chapter 4 what is the nature of her frame, which is just like a mirror. Krishna is reflected in that mirror. The nature of the mirror itself is that it sees Krishna always with a new feelings, and seeing him in the mirror of their heart, especially Srimati Radhika, in the mirror of her heart, he becomes more and more beautiful. And anyway, Nitya Navanabhaya Mana, anyway, he himself becomes more and more beautiful. And when he sees the gopis who are increasing in their joy by seeing him more and more beautiful, as he's becoming more and more beautiful, like a new person. Now, who is that person? I never saw him before. And in the mirror of their own heart, his beauty is increasing more and more, because their love is increasing more and more, and that makes his beauty increase more and more. So there's a competition where Gurudev said, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami blew the whistle that nobody was the victor. So Gurudev said, we don't like that, that nobody was the victor. As servants of Srimati Radhika, we want to hear that always that she is the victor. So after describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, the reasons for his appearance, and then how he appeared, he would call on various devotees to explain how he appeared on the time of the lunar eclipse, when everyone in India was chanting Hare Krishna and bathing in the Ganges, and he appeared at that time, and how all the neighbors who were actually demigods and demigoddesses would come and make the baby Nimai stop crying by chanting Hare Krishna, and his other childhood pastimes of when the Brahmana was at his house and was making the offering to Thakurji, to Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, that is baby Nimai, would come and eat the offering, and the Brahmana would become very disturbed. And this happened 3 times, and one time, the third time, Nimai's father, Jagannath Mishra, locked him in the room, and still he came out and was eating, and the Brahmana was so disturbed. So baby Nimai said, what can I do? You're calling me to come and eat, so I'm coming to eat. And then he revealed his form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Ram, and Lord Krishna combined. And he said, don't tell this to anybody as long as my manifest pastimes are going on. So in this way, Gurudev called on various devotees to discuss the pastimes of the Lord, how he met Lord Nityananda, how Nityananda Prabhu left his home and gradually went to Vrindavan, and then, because he's Baladev himself, he was looking, oh Kanai, Kanai, where's my Kanai? Where's my Krishna? And finally someone told him, oh, you won't find him here in Vrindavan, you'll find him in Navadvip. So then he went to Navadvip, and he was staying at the house of Nandanacharya, and at the same time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his disciples that somebody very special has come to Navadvip. Please find him. They couldn't find him. So he himself went to the house of Nandanacharya and embraced his Nityananda Prabhu. They were jumping in the air, falling down and fainting, tears flowing from their eyes, all the ecstatic symptoms. So Gurudev was going very quickly, calling on one devotee after another and then calling on himself to explain the progressive pastimes of the Lord in his birth, in his childhood, in his youth, how he would, on his way back from school, how he would be bathing in the Ganges River, and the brahmanas would be saying their Gayatri mantras in the Ganges, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take some water in his mouth from the river and spit on the brahmanas. And they would come back and complain to Jagannath Mishra, and then he would quickly dry his clothes and put ink on them and dry his hair and come home. When his father would be ready to chastise him, his father would see that he just came home from school and he hadn't bathed at all. And then Srila Gurudev discussed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas pastimes, how he told only five devotees, how he asked for some loki from Sridhar, Kolavecha Sridhar, and he got milk from another devotee, and then he asked his mother to make milk and loki with sugar kheer and lucky, and then how friendly he was and discussing, enjoying and playing with all of the devotees and Navadvip. And then he went to his home and was so loving with his wife Vishnupriya, more than he'd been, and she started thinking something is wrong here, because when there's a lamp, a hurricane lamp, and it's just about to go out, first it goes duck duck and then boom and it goes out. So here he's speaking so lovingly and putting unguents on me and tilak and garlands, and I know something's wrong because he's never did this since our marriage. Then she remembered how when she was bathing in the Ganges earlier that day, she stubbed her toe and lost her nose ring from her wedding, and she was weeping, and her mother asked why, and she told her why, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so loving, and then he made sure that his yoga maya would sit on his beloved consort Vishnupriya's eyes and be like 10,000 pounds. Although she didn't want to fall asleep, she fell asleep. And then, looking back at her just once, he left and took sannyas and met with his five devotees there, Keshav Bharati, whom he first told the diksha, the sannyas mantras to, and then he said, I heard in a dream, this is the mantra, is this right? So he first gave him the mantra, and then he gave it back to him. And then he took his four associates, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, Gadadhar Pandit, and Nityananda Prabhu, of course. I'm sorry? He also told her, yes. And she was there when he came back to Shantipur.
Before, when taking, leaving the home, she did parikrama.
Yeah,
parikrama for her, and she was so stunned, like a statue, she couldn't move and she couldn't even weep. And then later, when he came back to Shantipur, she was there, and he said to her, I'm willing to give up my sannyas. I think I made a mistake. Should I do that? And she said, no, no, what's done is done. But don't go too far away. Be at Jagannath Puri so that I can get news of you. So then he and his four associates went to Jagannath Puri, where Nityananda Prabhu broke his danda, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pretended to be angry. And he said, you go first or I will go first? I don't want to be with you. So they said, oh, you go first, Lord. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu knew what he was doing, because the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone should serve him with their three body, mind, and words. There's no need of him having a danda. So he went first, and when he arrived at the Jagannath temple, he immediately, when he saw Lord Jagannath, usually when he saw Lord Jagannath, he never saw Baladeva or Subhadra. He always saw Jagannath as Pujendranandan Shyam Sundar. But when he first went to the Jagannath temple, he saw them all. And whenever he did see them all, he would feel like he was Radharani at Kurukshetra. So immediately he uttered that verse, Seto Purana Nata Painu. O Lord of my life, now I'm seeing you after so long, and my whole body was burning up in the fire of Cupid, and now I'm seeing you once again. But although I'm happy for the moment, then when I look around at the next moment, I see that so many elephants, so many wives, so many tents, so many ministers, so many palaces, so I can't be happy here. So come back. I can only be happy if you come back to Vrindavan. So feeling that intense separation when he was meditating or looking at Lord Jagannath, he couldn't tolerate it. His body couldn't tolerate it. And being in the mood of Srimati Radhika, his body exhibited all those different sattvic bhavs that only the gopis can exhibit. Though there's so many devotees situated in praying, only the gopis could exhibit them to that highest sudipta extent. So he immediately fainted. And then the guards of the temple, not knowing who he was, wanted to beat him. So fortunately, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there, and he said, no, he's a very great personality. Take him to my home, which is very near to the Jagannath Puri temple. So they brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there unconscious, and he was unconscious there for 5 hours. And then when he, while he was unconscious, his devotees came and they saw him. They were looking for him at the temple, and they directed him to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And when they saw him, at first they were happy, but then they saw him in this state of hardly even breathing. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had to put a cotton swab by his nostrils just to make sure he was still alive. So then they were weeping to see him. So Sarvabhauma told them, go and take darshan of Jagannath and then come back and then you can see him. So when they came back, they all chanted Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were chanting Hare Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped up, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then there was a discussion that Gurudev explained with Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where Sarvabhauma told Gopinath that I want to teach this young sannyasi Vedanta so he won't fall down. So Gopinath said, you want to teach him? Do you know who he is? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Sarvabhauma said, how do you know? By experience? Experience is no evidence. So Gopinath said, you'll only know. You're a great scholar of Shruti, but by being a scholar of Shruti, I have to come to an end because my cane is coming and pulling me off stage. But just quickly, Gurudev explained how Gopinath told him, you're a great scholar of scriptures, but that won't help you. Nobody is like you in scholarship of scriptures, but that won't help you at all because you have no bhakti, so you won't get any mercy. Unless the Lord shows you mercy, you'll never know who he is. So then Sarvabhauma told Mahaprabhu, I want to teach you Vedanta. You all know the arguments between, the discussion between Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma, and how at the end Sarvabhauma surrendered and uttered that verse, Tateinu Kampam Shushumikshumanam, using bhakti instead of mukti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why are you changing the Bhagavatam? Mukti is correct, that one who, in spite of suffering so many miseries, he takes it all at the mercy of the Lord, and he increases his offering of obeisances to the Lord with his body, mind, and words, and such a person becomes a rightful claim to the realm of liberation. But don't change mukti to bhakti, because mukti means, mukti is always situated at the feet of bhakti. Mukti hitva anyatarupa swarupena vyavastati. Real mukti or real liberation means becoming a pure servant of Krishna. So then Gurudev told that, and then after Mahaprabhu spoke with Sarabhoni, he said, "Do you know Ras Tattva?" He said, "No, I don't know Ras Tattva, but Ramananda Rai knows it. You should go and see him." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his associates, "I have to go to find my brother who's taken sannyas." So he went to meet Ramananda Rai. That was his real reason. And then the whole Ramananda Rai sambad. And then Gurudev concluded by saying, "I wanted to speak Sanatan Shiksha and Rup Shiksha, but there's no time, so I'll try to finish that in Badger." So that was the some very quick summary. Can I say just one very quick 2-minute thing that happened in Toronto? Just a very little snippet from Toronto. You know, there's this whole controversy about the carrots and American carrots versus Indian carrots. So one of my godbrothers, Trilokanath Prabhu, he came to Toronto. He's from Vancouver. And he went on a walk with Gurudev with an American carrot. And he said, Gurudev saw the carrot and he said, "Gurudev, there's one devotee who asked me a question. She's making carrot cake and distributing them. She's distributing them as prasadam. But she heard that you said that we can't eat carrots. So she's wondering, is this only the Indian carrot, which is red, or this orange American carrot?" So Gurudev said, there are two kinds of carrots, the orange one, which does not look like blood, and the red carrot from India, which does look like blood. So this one doesn't look like blood, so although I never take either kind of carrot, I've allowed my Western disciples to take, and I've made a concession. I've also made a concession for my devotees in Delhi that they can take, but I never take." So that was the end of that conversation that morning. So then the next day he went to him with a new vision, and he said, "Gurudev, yesterday you said that it's all right for us to take the orange carrot, but you don't take. So the question is, if you don't take, then how can we offer it? Because we have to offer it for you to make the offering to Radha and Krishna, and then you have to take their remnants that they took in Goloka Vrindavan, and then you give it to the disciples. So if you're not taking, how can it be prasadam? That's the question." And Gurudev said, "Yes, that is the question." So I'll end here. And
what's the solution?
The solution is, okay, so there's so many things to say, but the better speaker will say them in so much better way. Thank you, and
Gaur Premanande.
সামনে তো বলতে আমার লজ্জা আর হিন্দি মেই তো হিন্দি ইংলিশ
And you will translate. In English mein saath saath translate karenge.
Are hamara mukti re translation karti
hai. Mere Vishnu ji translate karenge yahan ke logon
ke liye. Main kuch jante nahi hu. Aap ko humne
mai nahi log hai na. Unke liye kya?
Umari ji bangla mein bolne ka padega.
Hindi mein bata
raha hu. No 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 no. অজ্ঞানতিরঞ্জসানন্দনসলাপা শুষুমৃতমেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরুবে নমঃ মুখং করোতি चरम पंगुलंगे तेंगिरि जत की बात मंग बंदे श्री गुरु दीन दायवे गुरु चंदाय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद भक्ताय आनंद रामे माप आनंद रामे माप नमो महापदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमे गुरुदेशे नमो हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंद जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगिनी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्ववान सुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि ते बिंदाई तुलसी कोई प्रियाई केशव चंद्र कृष्ण भक्ति प्रणय देवी कृष्ण सत्य भक्ति नमो नम हरि वंशा कल्पतर वैश्य कृपा सिंधु वच पतितानां पावने वैष्णवे नमो नम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। पहले मेरे गुरुजी परम आराध्य मेरे गुरुजी भक्ति वेदांत वामनंद स्वामी महाराज और भक्ति वेदांत नारायण महाराज जी चरण कमले हमारा असंख्य कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम निवेदन करते हैं। उनको अहितु की कृपा वांछा करती हूँ। स्वामी परम पूज्यपाद भक्ति वेदांत भागवत पाड़ा और समस्त पूज्य वैष्णव बिंदु उनको चरण में भी मेरा जाकर दंडवत प्रणाम। जैसे अभी अभी सामरानी दीदी बोला उनको सामने हमारा कुछ बोलने के लिए मैं तो बोलती नहीं तो कम ही थोड़ा बहुत दो चार आदमी आ गया कुछ बोल दिया लेकिन इन लोग को सामने इन लोग को रोजाना बोलने का एक आदत है तो मेरे तो आदत नहीं है कुछ भूल त्रुटि हो जाए तो आप लोग क्षमा कीजिएगा। तो पहले गुरु तत्व के बारे दीदी ने सामरानी दीदी कुछ बताया। मैं प्रभुपाद का कुछ विचारधारा गुरु तत्व के बारे बताना चाहती हूँ तो उसी के लिए मैं प्रभुपाद को कोई विचार देख रहे तो उसी को थोड़ा बहुत कहेंगे। प्रभुपाद को विचार है जो गुरु जो होती है उनको क्या लक्षण है माने सिम्टम क्या है। प्रभुपाद कहते हैं गुरु जो होते हैं ना वो तीनादपि सुनिचेन तररपि सहिष्णुता अमानि मानोनेन कीर्तनिया सदा हरि। गुरुदेव वो गुरुदेव हर समय ही वो हरि कीर्तन करते हैं तो उन्हीं को गुरुदेव कहा जाता है। जैसा हम लोग भी देखते हैं हम लोग का परम पूज्य परम आराध्य महाराज जी हो सब समय हरि कथा छोड़ के कुछ नहीं हरिकथा श्री गुरु देव हरि कीर्तन छोड़ के वो माया का कीर्तन नहीं करते क्यों ना हरि कीर्तन और माया का कीर्तन एक ही साथ में कभी नहीं रहते। तो गुरुदेव कैसे प्रतिष्ठा सा ये सब इसके लिए कोनो कामी नहीं इसके लिए वो लालाय तो नहीं है। तिनी जगत को देखते हैं जो हमारा गुरु जी का सब वैभव है। गुरु मेरे गुरु जी भी बताते हैं हमारा कोई शिष्य नहीं है क्यों ना ये हमारा गुरु का वैभव है वो अपना कोई शिष्य नहीं बनाते। गुरु का विचार ऐसी होता है आप वो शिष्य नहीं बनाते गुरु बनाते। जैसे कोई मेडिकल साइंस में पढ़ते हैं डॉक्टर बनते जो सिखाने जिसको सिखाते ना वो उसको भी डॉक्टर बना देते तो वैसे ही गुरु कभी शिष्य नहीं बनाते, गुरु 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 बनाते। माने महाप्रभु ने बताया अपना जे जारे डाके तारो को कृष्ण नाम अमार आज्ञाए गुरु होइया तारो, उसी के लिए कृष्ण कीर्तन करने के लिए आदेश सबको दिया है। और उनमें शक्ति भी प्रकाश कर देते हैं उनके अंदर में कि तुम कृष्ण कथा बोलो। तो ऐसे आज प्रभु जी ने बताया ना, ये श्यामलाली दीदी कुछ आज गुरु का प्रभुपाद का एक विचार है बहुत सुंदर मुझे लगा है, जे भगवत अर्चन और भागवत अर्चन। जैसे देखा जाता है शिव पार्वती को कह रहे हैं देखो आराधना सर्वेशं विष्णु आराधना सर्वोत्तम तस्मात् परतरम देवी तोदियानां समार्चना तोदियानां समार्चना। इसके मतलब क्या होता है, भगवान का अर्चन तो सबसे बड़ा, भगवान कृष्ण का विष्णु तत्व का आराधना सर्वोत्तम होने से भी उससे भी बड़ा होता है उनको तस्मात् परतरम देवी तोदियानां। उनको जो जीवन है, उनको जो अपना जीवन है, अपना जो भक्त है प्रियजन, क्यों ना भगवान क्या करते हैं सही भगवान पूजा जो करते हैं पूज्य पूजो माने जो पूजा करते हैं उससे भी जो पूजा करा जिसको पूजा होती है उससे भी जो पूजा कराते हैं उनको ज्यादा यहाँ वैशिष्ट है। क्यों ना वो भगवान को अत्यंत तो प्रिय व्यक्ति है, भगवान को अत्यंत तो प्रिय व्यक्ति होने से भगवान वही प्रेमी भक्त को भी पूजा करते हैं। वही प्रेमी भक्त कौन है, उसके पहले लाइन में है तो हमारा गुरु, हमारा गुरुदेव, गुरु ही होते प्रेमी भक्त, भगवान को उतना तो प्रियजन। और भगवान जिसको पूजा करते तो कितना प्रिय है भगवान को प्रिय। तो प्रभुपाद इसी के लिए प्रभुपाद कहते हैं जो हमारा गुरु को गुरु मानते हैं इसको मतलब है गुरु एक अखंड तत्व होते हैं। मत गुरु जगत गुरु इसका मतलब क्या है, हमारा गुरु जगत गुरु और तुम्हारा गुरु जगत गुरु नहीं है, ये बात नहीं है। गुरु अखंड तत्व होने को नाते से गुरु है तत्व को, तत्व में गुरु सभी वैसी जगत गुरु है हमारा गुरु। अगर वो गुरु है गुरु तत्व में प्रतिष्ठित तो है, अगर गुरु ना हो के अगुरु होता है तो उसको नहीं बताया। जो गुरु है वो हमारा नित्यानंद बाबू का प्रकाश होने के नाते से नित्यानंद बाबू अखंड गुरु तत्व, तो उसी को जो प्रकाश है वो भी अखंड, वो भी गुरु तत्व। इसी के लिए मत ना तो जगत ना तो मत गुरु जगत गुरु ये शब्द बताया गया। और कभी कभी गुरु गुरु में इसे बताया है बिना गुरु में हमारा जितना गुरु पाद पद्म में निष्ठा होती है उतना ही हम भजन दर्शन में राज्य में अग्रसर हो सकते हैं। जैसे महाराज जी कहते हैं ना गुरु पाद पद्म में गुरु भजन साधन के गुरु बैकबोन ऑफ द भजन साधन। वो जैसे पीठ में रीब ना होने का कारण कोई ठीक से खड़ी नहीं हो सकते, वैसे ही भगवान को भजन अपेक्षा गुरु का जितना निष्ठा गुरु चरण में जितना गुरु मुखो पद्म बापो चित्ते पे कोलिया ऐको आर ना कोलिया मोने, जितना गुरु चरण में जितना जिसको निष्ठा, दीदी ने भी बताया महाराज जी खुद बोला जे गुरु पद्म में निष्ठा जितना होएगी उतना ही हम भजन दर्शन में अग्रसर होएंगे, न तो भजन दर्शन में अग्रसर होना बहुत कठिन है। क्यों ना अभी हमारा राधा कृष्ण जी का साथ कोई संबंध नहीं है लेकिन गुरु जी को साथ अभी संबंध है। गुरु जी को प्रसन्न करने से, गुरु जी को कैसे प्रसन्न हो, कुछ रुपया पैसा देने से गुरु जी प्रसन्न होता नहीं। गुरु जी चाहते हैं हमारा हृदय गुरुपाद हमारा निष्कपट हृदय उनको चरण में देने के लिए। फूल का मापी को क्या करेगा, वो अपना गुरुदेव को चरण में देंगे और गुरुपाद पद्म से देखे गुरु परंपरा से देखे जाएगा रूपमंजरी, रूपमंजरी से लोहिता विशाखा, उसके बाद वो पुष्प जाएगी राधा कृष्ण का चरण में। तो गुरु पादमन के पूजा जो है ये अभी गुरुदेव को प्रसन्न जार प्रसादे भाई कृष्ण कृपा पाए। गुरुदेव अगर प्रसन्न हो जाए हमारे ऊपर तो राधा कृष्ण का जो हम लोग राधा ने दासत्व जो कुछ दासी किंबा किंकोरी होना चाहते पहले गुरुदेव को प्रसन्न करना हम लोग को जरूरी है। बिना गुरु का प्रसन्न गुरु जी को दिल जब हमारा सेवा वृत्ति प्रवृत्ति देख के उनको दिल पिघल के उनको करुणा कटाक्ष आँख से निकाला हमारा ऊपर दृष्टि पड़ेगा तब तो हमारा कुछ सुविधा होगा, नहीं तो कभी नहीं हो सकता है। गुरु वैष्णव कृपा बिना हम एक एक पग नहीं आगे बढ़ सकता है भजन दात्रियों में। तो आज दूसरा बात है दीदी ने बताया महाराज जी बुलाए गुरु सेवक दो प्रकार है तो हमारा गुरु जी उसके बारे बताए अधम सेवक छह प्रकार का है। मैं उसके बारे कुछ बताना चाहती हूँ। एक अधम सेवक है तो वो है एक है एक श्लोक है हमने उस श्लोक को नहीं बता रहा है अली अली माने घुमरा ब्लैक बी। वो क्या करता है गुरुदेव एक सेवक है गुरुदेव कुछ बोला जाओ बेटा उनको बुला के लाओ वो ऐसे गुनगुन करने शुरू करेगा अब अभी कैसे जाएंगे अभी रात हो गया अभी कैसे जाएंगे ऐसे गुनगुन गुनगुन करेगा वो है अली उसके बाद ज्योतिषी ज्योतिष वो बोलेगा गुरुदेव बोला जाओ उनको बुला के लाओ गुरुदेव वो तो अभी नहीं आए घर में चला गया अरे पहले ज्योतिष कर दिया। उसके बाद एक एक सेवक है दो किस्म हो गया एक सेवक है बांध बांध माने जैसे आयो जिसको जैसे गुरुदेव बोला तुम उनको बुला के ले आओ वो तो सुना कि नहीं सुना दौड़ के चले जाएगा एकदम जैसे सनातन गोस्वामी कहानी है वो अब नहीं कहना चाहते एक बांध का मापी वो दौड़ के चला गया जाके सोचा गुरु जी मुझे क्या और एक है
आनंद गोस्वामी ने तो ऐसा नहीं
नहीं नहीं क्या बात है ना एक राजा कुशन शाह जो भी वो चम बनाया ना तो उसमें तू जाके राजा डर के मारे राजा जी बोले बुला ले आओ क्या बुला ले आओ तो सुना नहीं चला गया वो गांव में जहाँ सनातन गोस्वामी रहते थे वहाँ जाके ढूंढ रहा है तो सनातन गोस्वामी तो उनको नाम तो सनातन नहीं था डोबरी का था साकल मोहन बोला व्यक्ति को देखा बहुत बुद्धिमान है ना बोला ये क्या घूम रहा है क्या ढूंढ रहा है क्यों परेशान है तो उनको पूछा तुम किसने इसे परेशान तुमको देखा क्या जाने राजा हुसैन शाह ने बताया जाओ जल्दी बुला जाओ क्या बुला तो वह क्या कर रहा है उस समय कहता है उस समय जो मुस्लिम ने उनको चूल्हा बनाया था ना वो चूल्हा मिस्त्री ने बताया इससे भी हम मैंने बहुत अच्छा जानती हूँ इससे भी मैं अच्छा काम कर सकती हूँ। कहते राजा बोला क्यों नहीं करा बोले उनको ऊपर से दे करके नीचे गिरा दो वो तो मर गया तो राजा बोला जाओ तो सनातन साकर मल्लिक समझ गया मिस्त्री को ढूंढने के लिए बोला तो मिस्त्री लेके चला गया तो राजा हाँ तो राजा ने बोला अरे तुम्हारा तो तुमको हमने कुछ बोला नहीं तो ऐसे ही बांध होती है। अच्छा आरे था ऐसे वो जैसे गुरुदेव बोला था ऐसे स्टैचू का माफ स्तब्ध हो तो बोले कुछ सारा उनको शरीर में नहीं है शब्द तो बन गया है। आरे कहता है दूसरा है गुरुदेव बोला जब करो कहता हम क्या की मैं काकी की मैं काकी मैं अकेली कैसे करूं हम अकेली कैसे रात में हम उनको बुलाने आप कह रहे हैं हम अकेली कैसे जाऊं कैसे करेगा। आज एक है तुमको बोला वो क्या करेगा दूसरा सेवक है जाओ गुरुदेव ऐसे बोला वो अगर दूसरा सेवक को बोलेगा जाओ गुरुदेव ऐसे बोला ऐसे जैसे धीरे रेस होता है ना उसके उसके कहता है पेशी तो पेशे को चाहिए पेशी तो माने उनको गुरुदेव बोला वो अगर दूसरे आदमी को बोलता है तुम जाओ, वो अपना दूसरा एक सौरभिदा जो है ना इस छह प्रकार ही सेवक अधम कहता है, ये अधम सेवक गुरुदेव हमारा गुरु जी प्राय ये श्लोक वो बोलते थे, जो छह प्रकार जो अधम सेवक है श्लोक है, अली जतिषे का बाण स्तब्धिपुत्रा किमे काकी प्रेषिता प्रेषिकैश्चैव सर्वविदा सेवक अधम। ये कोई गाना कोई नीति शास्त्र किसी का है होगा, तो आज हम थोड़ा से बोलेंगे। दीदी ने बताया ना महाप्रभु जब एक बात हमको बहुत अच्छा याद आ गया, महाप्रभु अभी बात नहीं तो ठीक है, तो गुरु का जो है तो हम अब थोड़ा से कुछ बताएंगे कुछ चीज का
उत्तम सेवक के बारे में।
उत्तम को सेवक तो है, उत्तम सेवक तो बारे नहीं, उत्तम सेवक तो जो तो चैतन्य मनोविष्ट स्थापित हो जाए उत्तम सेवक। गुरु का मनोबल क्या, गुरु का कहने का कितना दिन गुरुदेव बताया, गुरुदेव को कहना, गुरुदेव को मन का इच्छा जान के वो जो काम करते, और गुरुदेव कहे एक गिलास पानी लाओ, गुरुदेव को चेहरा देख के उनको मालूम हो जाएगा कि हाँ गुरुदेव किया सा है। वो बोले आज कभी गुरुदेव अगर कहे हम पानी पिया सा है पानी लाओ, ठंडा पानी गुरुदेव मांगते हैं गर्म करके पानी लाया, ये सब नहीं। गुरुदेव को इतना गुरुदेव को तादात्म्य का हो जाएगा सेवक तब तो उत्तम हो सकते हैं ना, नहीं तो कैसे होगा। गुरुदेव को सेवा करते करते गुरुदेव का बोलना नहीं पड़ेगा क्या गुरुदेव चाहते हैं, गुरुदेव को बोलने का पहले ही वो तैयार हो गया। तो ऐसे करके हमारा जो है सेवक है, और गुरुदेव हमारा गुरु रूप, गुरु जैसे हमारा गुरु देखा जाता है, चैत्य गुरु जो जीव का हृदय में बैठे हुए हैं, वो हमारा जैसे हमारा गुरु पाने का इच्छा है, हमारा मनोवृत्ति जान के वैसे गुरु को पास ले जाते हैं। हम लोग सब भगवान भगवती हैं, इसीलिए हम लोग का कोई मायावादी का गुरु का पास नहीं ले गया, हम लोग को सब सदगुरु को चरण को आश्रय कर आश्रय कराया। और दूसरा बात है हम लोग आया है महाप्रभु को लाइन में, ये बहुत कम से कम नहीं होता है। हम लोग इतना भगवान, हमने महाराज जी को एक दफे पूछा महाराज हमारा में क्या भाव है, हम निशिंगों का उपासक है ना मुझोरी मुदा है, हमको क्या है हम क्या पता है। तो महाराज बोला देखो एक बात है एक खतरा इसमें है, जे तुम्हारा जब सदगुरु पदाश्रय हो गया महाप्रभु को लाइन में जब आए हो, और इसे वृंदावन मथुरा रहने के लिए हमारा कथा सुनने के लिए तुमको संयोग हुआ तो जरूर तो कुछ है, तो यही आशा में बैठे हैं। कभी ना कभी जब महाराज जी बोला है ये जन्म में तो नहीं होगा, कोई ना कोई जन्म में तो उषा निश्चा दैजा तत्त कर्म प्रवर्तना उसे उत्साह होने से, अगर गुरुदेव को अगर हम लोग हताश हो जाए तो हमारा ज्यादा कुछ हाथ में पल्ला में नहीं पड़ेगा। मेरे गुरुजी हम अगर जाके गुरुजी को पास बोलते गुरुजी हमारा भजन साधन कुछ नहीं हो रहा है, गुरुजी कहते हैं हमें ये सुनने के लिए तैयार नहीं है। हम चाहते क्यों भजन साधन नहीं होता, हम सुनने के लिए कोई स्टूडेंट आके बोले हम तो पास नहीं करेंगे क्लास में फेल करेंगे, तो ऐसे तुम लोग भजन साधन क्यों तुम्हारा ठीक नहीं हो रहा। जैसे गुरु वैष्णव आदेश करते हैं वैसे चलने से हमारा जरूर भोजन साधन पौत में बहुत सुंदर तुलसी ये चंद्रिका पर तुलसी बहुत सुंदर सुंदर होती है। आज विशेष करके महाराज उस दिन सनातन धर्म संबंधी बताया, सनातन धर्म किसका करता है बहुत सुंदर शॉर्ट में महाराज बताया। सनातन गुण है, सनातन वस्तु भगवान है, उसी का अंश मोई वंश जीव लोग जीवभूत सनातन है, जीव सनातन है, और दोनों सनातन जीव सनातन भगवान सनातन उसको जो धर्म है अर्थात भगवान को सेवा प्रेम से प्रीति से राधा कृष्ण का सेवा करना वही सनातन धर्म जीव का है। मैंने सोचा थे दीदी ने बताएंगे हम तो सुनेंगे इसी के लिए। अब मेरा बोलने का आदत नहीं है सर, मुझे आप लोग क्षमा कीजिए, आदत धीरे धीरे होने से होगा। तो वैसे ही गुरु वैष्णव का क्या बोलूं, एक पहले से सोचा दीदी को, दीदी जैसे बोल दिया तो हमारा बोलने का हिम्मत ही नहीं हुआ।
आपने जो बोला सब अच्छे से हृदय में आया।
नहीं हम किसी को, हमने हमारा बहुत लज्जा होता है, विशेषकर सामरानी दीदी जो वर्ल्ड टीचर है उनको सामने मैं क्या कहूँ, तो उनके सामने मैं अगर देखो कोई अज्ञ व्यक्ति बैठे है हम तो खूब पंडित करेंगे, लेकिन इनको सामने हमको बोलने में हम जो कुछ याद किया था बोलेंगे वो भी भूल जाएंगे। तुम्हारा घर में प्रभु आप राय रामानंद संवाद मैंने ले आया, लेकिन हमारे पास यह नहीं, चंपक का घर में है, तो आप आपका घर में है, तुम्हारा घर में जिसने राय रामानंद संवाद हम करना चाहते मैंने हमारे लिए रूप शिक्षा भागवत थोड़ा से वो है। रूप शिक्षा में पहले बात है महाप्रभु रूप गोस्वामी को कह रहे हैं कि ब्रह्मांड तारिते कोनो भाग्यवंदी गुरु कृष्ण प्रसाद भाई भक्ति रता भी, ये भक्ति रता भी क्या है महाराज कहते हैं, ये है सेवा वासना। वो हमारा अंदर जो है ना उसको परिस्फुट कर देने के लिए हमारा सेवा वासना देखे वो गुरु जी उसको प्रकाश माने प्रकाश कर देते हैं। ওই ব্রহ্মাণ্ড তাইতে কোনো ভাগ্যবান দি গুরু কৃষ্ণ প্রসাদে পায় ভক্তি রতা দি, ব্রহ্মাণ্ড মা তরতে ঘুমতে 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 কই এক বিশেষ উনকো পূর্ব পূর্ব জন্ম কা আর কই স্বীকৃতি হয়, স্বীকৃতি হোনে সে পুঞ্জীভূত জ্ঞান অজ্ঞাত বা জ্ঞাত স্তর মে কই স্বীকৃতি আগার হো যায় তবে গুরুপাদ পদ্ম সাধু সঙ্গ উনকো আচ্ছা লাগেগা, পহলে সাধু সঙ্গ আচ্ছা লাগেগা তব তো যায়গা गुरुपाद पद्म में श्रद्धा। पहले इसी के लिए रूप गोस्वामी बताया अथो श्रद्धा, पहले श्रद्धा आदो श्रद्धा उसके बाद साधु संग। श्रद्धा जब होएगा तब तो साधु संग करेंगे, साधु संग के बाद क्या होता है उसके बाद भजन किया शुरू होता है। भजन किया सबको नहीं होता है, जो श्रद्धा जिसको जितना गारो होता है वैसे ही उनको साधु संग होती है। साधु संघ के भजन क्रिया शुरू होते हैं, भजन क्रिया शुरू होते होते अनंत निवृत्ति होता है। माधुर्य कदम भी नहीं दिखाया अनंत निवृत्ति क्या क्या, छह प्रकार अनंत निवृत्ति होता है, पांच प्रकार ना, एक देशी पहले थोड़ा से जाते हैं उसके बाद बहुत से जाते हैं उसके बाद प्राय की पूर्णा, पूर्णा भाव दशा में पूर्णा होता है, तब भी आत्यंतिक होता है प्रेम दशा में, तो उनमें दिखाया। तो महाप्रभु ने बताया रूप गोस्वामी को बताया देखो जीव का कैसे स्वरूप है, एक केश का अग्रभाग उनको 100 बार करो, उसके एक अंश ले उसके फिर 100 बार करो, उसी का एक अंश जीवात्मा है। हमारे डॉक्टर शास्त्र में डॉक्टरी शास्त्र में कितना कोशिश किया है जीवात्मा कहाँ रहते हैं, लेकिन उसको अभी तक साइंस कोई उनको पता नहीं चला, क्यों वो इतना क्षुद्र है ना, और वही क्षुद्र जीवात्मा सारा शरीर में व्याप्त करा के हमको चलाते फिराते। जब जीवात्मा चले जाते हैं शरीर से तो शरीर तो पूरा पूरा पड़े रहता है, लेकिन वो बात नहीं करता है, कुछ काम नहीं करता है, तो जीवात्मा का ही काम है वो। इतना जैसे हरिचंदन उसमें लिखा है महाप्रभु बताया जो हरिचंदन जैसे थोड़ा से एक देश में लगाने से सारा शरीर में गंध फैला जाते हैं, वैसे ही जीवात्मा का स्वरूप है। और उसमें चैतन्य चैतन्य तो रूप शिक्षा को बारे किताब होता तो हम ठीक से बोल लेते, और उसके बाद है तो कैसे विष्णु तत्व का सब चौबीस अवतार को, चौबीस अवतार नहीं, विष्णु तत्व में जो है विष्णु चतुर्भुज विष्णु को तीन को चक्र शंख चक्र गदा पद्म डिफरेंट डिफरेंट होते हैं, किसको केशव माधव जनार्दन ऐसे कैसे करके उनको बताया। और विशेष करके रूप शिक्षा में ही है शायद जे एक सर्व एक एक बहुत बड़ा आदमी उनको कोई बाहर जाके उनको मृत्यु हो गया मधुर, उसके बारे बताया। सनातन सिख में ज्यादा कुछ है तत्व सिद्धांत और रूप गोस्वामी के, क्यों महाप्रभु रूप गोस्वामी को बताया। देखो रूप तुम्हारा ये रस का समुद्र अगाध अपार, उसको एक बिंदु तुमको चखाना चाहते हैं। देखो एक बिंदु चखाने से क्या हुआ, उज्जवल निर्मणि रूप भक्ति रसामित सिंधु उनको बताया तुम रूप तुमको मैं रस समुद्र का एक बिंदु अगाध अथवा तो समुद्र है उनको एक बिंदु महाप्रभु उनको हाथ लेके समुद्र में स्पर्श कराया और उसी को स्पर्श से आत्या क्या ग्रंथ रचना हुआ। वो हम लोग का संपत्ति है, कोई ऐसे व्यक्ति नहीं आए मायावादी हो जो कोई हो रूप गोस्वामी को ग्रंथ लेके कुछ ना कुछ लेते हैं। ट्रांसलेशन खाता ही तो पाते नहीं, प्रभु जी थोड़ा बहुत कुछ बोलने के लिए कोशिश किया।
Hare Krishna, so I'll briefly translate. Uma Didi was feeling that, you know, she was saying that I'm not a good speaker in front of all this audience and such brilliant world preachers like Shyamalayana Didi. She was saying, whatever I know, I have also forgotten that. So, but she said some very nice things, so I will tell in very brief. So she said on Guru Tattva, she wanted to explain the vichar, what the truth established by Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, that Guru is always Trinath Vishunichen, always very very humble and always engaged in kirtan of the Lord. Just like our Gurudev is constantly engaged in chanting and serving the Lord all so much. When Gurudev was at our home, he was talking to someone and he said that our whole life, 24 hours, is for Krishna. Actually, someone in the morning walk asked him a question that how much time should we spend on a daily basis in doing bhajan. So Gurudev said this is according to your nishtha, your desire. He says for us our 24 hours are for Krishna, but you can see how much you want to give. So a guru giving up the kirtan of, he does not do any kirtan of maya, means he does not engage in any material activities. He does not consider his disciples as his disciples. He actually considers his disciples as a manifestation of the opulence of his own guru and considers his own disciples as his guru. So Didi was saying, just like in the university when we teach the students, we are actually making them doctors. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that we should yarit deke tare kaho Krishna upadesh amaragya guru hoy tare desh, that by my instruction become a guru. So actually a guru, a real guru, does not consider his disciples as his property.
Does not make a really disciple, but they
are qualified for to become gurus. So then she explained about Bhagavat Arjan and Bhagavat Arjan, that how even more important than worshipping the Supreme Lord is to worship his dear devotees like Guru, because Krishna himself is worshipping his dear devotees. We always think that my Guru is the Jagat Guru, but any Guru who is part of Akhand Guru Tattva, who is a real Guru, they are all Jagat Gurus. They are all manifestations of Lord Nityananda. And Then she explained that the, as Gurudev says, the backbone of spiritual life is Guru Nishtha. The more and more faith we have in our spiritual master, in that proportion we will make progress in spiritual life. And then she said that we should make our heart like a flower and offer that flower of our hearts at the lotus feet of Sri Guru. Means that we should completely surrender ourselves at the lotus feet of our Gurudev, and he will take our heart, our mood of surrender, and then through Guru Parampara and through Lalita Vishakha Roop and Rati Manjari, offer it to Radha and Krishna. So we should always try to serve our Gurudev with our complete surrender, and then when Gurudev mercifully looks at us, then we will make progress in spiritual life. Then she explained something very nice, which most of us had never heard before. She's saying, like Shyamarani Didi was explaining, what are two types of disciples. One, the real disciple is one who understands what is the mood of his Guru, and before Guru instructs, he goes and does that work. So that's Manobhishta, one who knows the Manobhishta Guru. But those disciples who do not understand what Guru wants to do, those are called Adham Sevak. And she said there are six types of them. And the first one is like called Ali. Ali means bumblebee. So when the Guru gives the instruction, please go and call this person. And the disciple is just like a bumblebee does, then he will start making all these different excuses and not actually execute the instruction of the Guru. The next type of disciple is Adham disciple, is called Jyotish. Jyotish means astrologer. So the Guru says, please go and call this person, and the disciple will say, oh Gurudev, that person is not there right now. So he is forecasting that person is not there anymore, so he would not go and call. And the third type of these disciples are called Baan. Baan means arrow. So when the Guru is giving instruction, he would not listen what the Guru is saying, and he will quickly run, not understanding what the Guru is wanting him to do. And then she gave the example of Raja Hussain Shah, when he sent one of his servants to call, go and get someone, because he was building a tomb. And he told one of the servants to go and get, and the person just ran into the village. But when he got in the village, he started thinking, why have I come here? Whom did the king wanted? And then he finally met Sanatan Goswami, and who saw him wandering around, and then after talking to him, he realized that actually the king is wanting some mistri. Mistri is like a mason to do some work on the tomb. So he sent such a person with that guy. So just like the servant of the king, who without listening what the Guru is wanting to do, just runs away. So that is called Baan. And then the fourth type is called Stabdi Bhut. So when the Guru gives the instruction, the person becomes a statue. That like you? Okay. So becomes like a statue, doesn't show any emotions, nothing. Oh Gurudev, I did not understand anything what you want. So it just stands there like a stone. So the fifth one is called Kimke Kaki. That when the Guru instructs him, the person starts thinking, oh, this is such a difficult job. How can I do all alone by myself? And he gets so stressed out that I cannot do this myself. And then the sixth type is called Peshito. That the person who just passes the buck. So Guru tells him to do something, and he goes and tells someone, you know what, Gurudev wants you to do this, and asks him to do it. He himself won't do it. So she is saying we should not become one of these six types. We should become like, and he says, Sripad Vaman Maharaj, this was one of his favorite verses. He would tell this all the time. But we should become like Rupa Goswami is saying, that we should understand the Manobhishta of Guru before we should be so much one with our Guru that we should understand what is the desire of his heart. And before even his instructions, we should go and fulfill it. This is a real Guru. So many times people would go to Vaman Maharaj and say, oh Gurudev, I'm not able to do my bhajan, I'm not able to chant. So he will say, why? Why are you not able to chant? When I'm giving you all the instructions, why are you not chanting? So don't come with this and saying, oh, I'm not able to do any bhajan, I'm not able to chant. You must follow. If you're a real disciple, you should follow the instructions of your guru. And then after that, she gave very nicely about the Rupa Shiksha, that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so many nice instructions to Rupa Goswami about Bhakti Lata Beej. This beej, the seed of bhakti, is the desire to serve, and then how we should associate with the sadhus. And then she explained about how the soul is so minute, and then what are the different types of prati. So all this can be read in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rupa Goswami, he said, I am giving you just a drop of this ocean, this drop of this ocean, and that drop has manifested in so many brilliant hundreds and thousands of scriptures written by our Goswamis. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. So I'd like to thank once again Shyamarani Didi and Uma Didi for coming to Houston and blessing us with such beautiful Hari Katha. So now we will, please, we will do Aarti. So aap sab log khade ho jaye, we will be doing Aarti. Next Saturday is Pandav Bhim Nirjala Ekadashi. It's a very important Ekadashi next Saturday. So if you can, it's Saturday. This is not correct. Bhim Nirjala Ekadashi. I think it is next Saturday, but we can confirm. Maybe it's in
some. I don't know if this book.
You can check out on the Pure Bhakti website, according to Houston. Okay.
13th
could be Friday. It's good to Friday? Okay. It's on Friday then. Okay.
Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Shukalam.